Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The fight over reduced school transportation funding has caught the attention of North Coast lawmakers, and after hundreds of southern Humboldt residents made a trip down to Sacramento on Tuesday to voice their opposition to triggered budget cuts, the legislature has taken action. As we reported yesterday, a Senate bill has been introduced and sent to the Assembly to restore more than $240 million in transportation funding, and Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough elaborates.
In order to be able to move very quickly, rather than starting a bill from scratch, it's being amended in the Assembly to take the $248 million for home-to-school transportation, and instead of cutting those programs, which disproportionately harms rural districts, it would spread the reduction out over every district in the state on a per-student basis.
One problem school districts still face, however, is that many have already made decisions to lay off school bus drivers and other transportation employees because of the cuts. Chesbrough commented on that as well.
Well, we have a very short time frame due to the fact that Southern Humboldt and other districts around the state, other rural districts, have sent out layoff notices by law because they have to give a certain amount of notice to school employees before they can lay them off. We want to head that off, and so we're hoping to have this done by the middle of February.
The cuts were triggered when state revenues fell short of projections and were contained in Governor Brown's budget from last year. A Fortuna burglary was stopped in its tracks by a gun-wielding resident yesterday. It was yesterday morning when Fortuna police report a frightened female resident in the 3100 block of College Avenue called the police department reporting that she had stopped the burglary at her home. She told officers she was home alone when she heard a disturbance near the front door. Unable to get to a phone, she instead went to her pistol. At that point, two male suspects entered the front door. That's when police say she pointed the gun at them and ordered them to leave, advising that she didn't want to shoot. The men continued to advance, and as the resident took a step back, she fired, and it missed the suspects. The suspects decided to leave. The suspects are believed to be in their 20s, standing about 5'8" tall, with a small amount of facial hair and dark-colored hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. And Superior Court Judge Bruce Watson sentenced 27-year-old McKinleyville resident Thomas Prince to 5 years in state prison today after Prince pled guilty to assault with a deadly weapon, corporal injury to a spouse, and other charges. Prince was arrested in September of last year after he assaulted the mother of his infant child, as well as a female friend who had intervened. Prince also threatened to shoot both women. Deputy Assistant D.A. Alan Dollison prosecuted the case. And Humboldt State Police continue their search for a fourth suspect related to a strong-armed robbery that took place in an HSU dorm last December. Three suspects are already in custody, but police continue to search for 20-year-old Miles Sharp, an adult black male, 6 feet tall, 176 pounds, with short dreadlocks. Sharp is not a student at HSU and is wanted on a $100,000 felony warrant. And local automotive shops and smog technicians received some good news from College of the Redwoods today after the school announced that it had received certification from the State Bureau of Automotive Repair to offer smog technician training classes. The first class will begin in February, and it's a boon for local businesses who used to have to send employees as far as Southern California for training. Redwoods developed the program in part with funding from the Headwaters Fund, and interim president Upal Goswami highlighted the program last year as one of the many ways Redwoods is working with local businesses to train employees without the expense of sending them out of the area for that training. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Humboldt State computational chemistry professor Robert Zellner has spent a career studying molecules, but a fifth grader from Missouri, Clara Lanzen, threw him for a loop when he found out she had discovered a new molecule, tetratoxycarbon, which could be used by synthetic chemists to create a new way to store energy. Professor Zellner said in an HSU press release the molecule is similar to one found in nitroglycerin. Zellner received a picture of the molecule mock-up Lanzen had created in her class from her teacher, Kenneth Baer, also a friend of Zellner's. Zellner began to research the combination and found one reference in a chemical database that was very similar. Zellner has submitted a research paper to the January issue of Computational and Theoretical Chemistry, and both Lanzin and her teacher are listed as co-authors. That's not bad for a 10-year-old to be recognized as a co-author of an article in a scientific journal. And Caltrans crews were busy yesterday morning clearing a rock and mudslide from Highway 101 just south of the Del Norte County line. The slide closed down three lanes of the highway, and while work went on, the debris was mostly cleared by yesterday afternoon, but controlled traffic remains in effect, and Caltrans is working to stabilize the neighboring terrain. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. With KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.